Hey friends, you're tuning into Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives.
Welcome to another episode of Wisdom and Wellness with Wit. And today we are going to talk about a topic that is very personal and hits close to me, and I'm sure those of you watching and listening as well. You know, I've been really lucky to get to be meeting with clients, and I hold it with such honor that I get to walk through some really difficult moments in many women's lives. I've been really taking inventory in myself. And through so many of my conversations, you know, what's one of the biggest snags in each of our healing journey that we have in common, right? And I would have to say that it would be our core narratives that we've created around our identities, our beliefs, and if we think we can actually heal or not. So what does this mean? Well, you know, for me, in my journey of pain and disease, I became an expert, it felt like, in the pain and the psychology of mind-body pain. I knew all the phrases, the statistics. I'd heard all the testimonies. I without a doubt believed that, you know, my symptoms could be healed by this new way of living and thinking. But I had zero belief that I had what it took and that healing was possible for me. I had done about, you know, 2 years of some different courses that I paid good money for and had amazing content in it. I did all the somatic practices. I have read probably, no, I can't say that, but a huge amount of the books written about the mind-body connection, the syndrome, the psychological principles behind it, the neuroscience behind it, like all of it, right? You know, but I just really thought like, okay, I know this, but I had huge doubt in my own faith and my own capabilities of being able to heal. And I've noticed this in a lot of the women that I talk to and in my clients and in discussion groups that I'm in with other, you know, pain reprocessing technique therapists and coaches and practitioners. You know, I'm not enough, or there's something wrong with me inherently, right, to be able to heal. But this is really what is so common in probably all of us, almost all of us. You know, many of us have this deep belief that we're not okay, that who we are is not okay, that we're broken, and that I am especially messed up compared to everybody else. But, you know, these are examples of just some really deep core wounds that we've grown up believing. These are foundational beliefs that we've internalized and embodied maybe since birth, and they contribute to our negative self-image, our self-hatred, and the way that we live every day of our lives. So, somewhere along the way, we encounter disapproval or punishment for expressing ourselves in an authentic way, right? Maybe you were a loud, talkative kid and you were told to shut up and be quiet. Maybe you were praised for being, you know, the really quiet, submissive kid. Maybe you're the oldest and you were told you couldn't live the life you wanted to live or pursue the things that brought you life because you had to take care of your siblings. That's just the way it was. Maybe you grew up with a lot of big emotions and you were just told to suck it up, grow up, don't cry, right? Maybe you saw the world differently than your nuclear family, right? The family that you grew up with, or you looked different, or you had different interests. And these kinds of experiences can really cause our core wounds to deepen even further. Maybe you're somebody who has experienced just some deep trauma from emotional or physical or sexual abuse. And maybe you had a parent leave because of a divorce, or maybe you don't even know why. Maybe you were around unstable adults who relied on you in a way that a child shouldn't be relied on. These wounds can really grow and develop. And as we grow and as we begin to create walls and barriers internally and externally, right? As a means to protect ourselves from being hurt by those around us. Unfortunately, many of us begin to put up these protective barriers in a way that we actually begin to be entrapped by them. And we're not living in a way that God created us to live or experience freedom to be who He created us to be. So, what are some of these common core wounds that maybe some of us have? Now, abandonment is a common one, right? Narratives that we speak over ourselves can sound like there's something wrong with me. I'm not important. Nobody wants me around. I'm unlovable. Another one is rejection. And narratives that we speak over ourselves can sound like I'm a bad person. I'm ashamed of who I am. I don't actually deserve anything good. I don't belong, or I have to be perfect to be accepted. Another one is betrayal. Narratives that we speak over ourselves can sound like I'm a failure, I'm hopeless, I'm unworthy. And if you've experienced any kind of emotional, mental, physical, or sexual abuse, you know, you may notice thoughts such as I'm unsafe always, or I deserve punishment, or I'm not in control, or I'm ugly, right? Psychologists have studied ways, you know, in which these wounds can be obvious in our daily lives. And so, you know, here's some that you might relate to. And I want to just go through these so you can see that you are not this exceptionally wounded person. You are actually functioning out of ways in which you can protect yourself. And it's important for us to become aware of these because awareness precedes change. We don't know what, how, who, why, until we become aware of what it is that we're actually doing. So maybe you look for relationships to complete you or fulfill where you lack. Or no matter what you do, you always feel inadequate or you always feel like an imposter. Maybe you feel at all times that you might be abandoned or betrayed by those around you. Maybe you're a perfectionist and only feel better about yourself based on outcomes. So if you don't reach the bar that you place for yourself, you're always going to be a failure in your own mind. You play out the same unhealthy behaviors in new relationships. Maybe you find meaning and safety in your pain and misery because you gain empathy and sympathy from others, which is very common in those of us who struggle with chronic pain. I absolutely identify with this one. You often change your personalities in ways that aren't really you, just to please and be accepted by those around you. You're dissociated or disconnected or even unaware of your emotional world, and you often feel really numb inside. When you're asked how you feel, you're just like, I don't know, I'm fine, right? That can be some obvious disassociation or disconnection. You bash on yourself 24/7. Maybe you always feel like you don't belong, no matter what group of people you're in, including your family. Now, these are important to note because, you know, if you relate to even one of these, you are absolutely not alone. These are the most common habits and thoughts by many of us. I relate to probably six of those, right? So at some point in our life, we've felt hurt or we've felt betrayal or the pain of abandonment, right? At some point, people we relied on let us down or lied to us, whether or not they meant to. And one way in which I've been examining these wounds and finding, you know, some help has been to look at ways in which I have been wounding myself, right? You know, I've felt betrayed by a friend, and in my grief and pain, that causes me to numb out and shut down and disassociate. I actually begin to betray my own self by impeding on my goals and my desires, right? I use all my energy, all of it, on holding on to anger and grief in a way that I don't let it healthily move through me, right? So I begin to ask myself, okay, how have I betrayed myself? If I'm doing what I accuse them of doing, why is that okay? Why am I accepting that behavior from myself, right? I felt abandoned by people that I needed and, you know, wasn't able to be vulnerable enough to or express how I felt. So I shut down my own needs and desires, which causes so much physical and emotional stress to my own body. So how have I begun to betray myself by trying to meet someone else's needs and ignore my own? You know, this is a really powerful question that we can ask, because often we accept from others only what we've been accepting about ourselves to ourselves, right? So another truth that I've been having to grapple with is, you know, these narratives are just that, narratives. At any point in time, I can practice and believe a different narrative about myself. In fact, you know, I've been given an incredible tool on how to learn to do that. Scripture. Yeah. It's one thing to say, you know, God loves me while I hate myself. It's another thing to repent and confess that what I've been declaring over myself are actual lies and they bear zero truth. I then internalize and embody these words, right? God has spoken over me. I begin to believe in them about myself as well. Of course, it takes practice, right? We've been practicing our whole lives how to hate ourselves. So it takes practice to embody and internalize the truth that God has spoken over us as well. But you know, another powerful way to begin to change this narrative is to share it with people that I trust. It's hard to keep believing something about myself when others around me who I trust and respect and believe and value speak the exact opposite over me, right? I know that they're not just, you know, trying to hype me up or just say nice things to be nice. Like, no, they're speaking what they truly see in me and over me. When I get really overwhelmed and tired, I just want to collapse. I mean, in my overwhelm, if you follow this podcast or my work, you know that, you know, overwhelm is this nervous system response. It's my stress response, right? Where I shut down emotionally, mentally, and physically. In this shutdown response, I can easily begin to think that there's nothing going on in my life. I'm doing nothing important, right? Even the other day, you know, I was praying for some rest because I've been so busy. And then on my day off, I was resting thinking, oh my gosh, I'm doing nothing with my life. Why am I sitting here, right? Like, it's these narratives that we just keep churning over and over and over again. They're really, really powerful. And if they're left unchecked and unregulated, we will think that we have to believe these narratives. And these wounds will be our identity for the rest of our lives. So when we get stuck in this cycle, this is actually when we can start to begin to notice pain and symptoms in our body as well. This is when we get stuck in this belief that we're too broken, right? We're too unworthy to heal. We think everyone around us is healthier and more deserving of love from God, from others, and from ourselves. We think that no matter how hard we try, we will never succeed. Think of the energy that this takes. I mean, I'm tired saying it, right? To maintain and uphold these narratives. Think of the work we put our bodies and our minds through to keep having these lies alive for so long. If you can just take some time to sit with, you know, what kind of wound do you relate to? This doesn't become an identity, no, but a marker to see the way that you've been functioning and the way that you think actually makes perfect sense. You've simply been stuck in a protective way of life to try and stop hurt from happening again, right? All the while, though, you've been hurting yourself by not being able to live authentically as God created you to live. One way I've found helpful is to begin to sit with myself and invite the Holy Spirit into my space and ask my body, what are you trying to say right now? So I want you to, either in this moment or after you listen to this episode, take a second to listen. Like, don't force an answer because you're going to get one. Do you sense tension in your body, or guilt, or anger, or grief? Once you've begun to identify this emotion, let it know that it's safe to sit in this space with you and the Holy Spirit right now. Take a deep breath and just begin to drop into your body and notice the sensations that arise in you. I want to encourage you to stay away from the thoughts that might start to come into your head, but really drop into your body. You know, we live our lives constantly in our minds, but the gold is found when we drop into the bodies and realize that everything we think, we feel in our body, right? So what does anger feel like? Begin to get a little curious with it. Does it have a color? Does it have a shape? You know, does it move? Is it heavy or is it light? Begin to explore this and do this for whatever emotions come up for you. As you explore, you might notice what you thought was anger is actually fear, or maybe it's shame. Tell it that it's safe to exist in your body at this moment without trying to push it away. And if it begins to feel too scary or too unsafe, simply just move your attention somewhere in your body or your environment that feels good, or take yourself to a memory that brings a lot of joy and a lot of safe feelings. Doing this kind of practice really allows for emotion to rise that has been deemed bad or scary, right? We're not scared of being angry. We're scared of what anger feels like. We don't like what it feels like in our body. I don't like what grief feels like in my body. That's where the fear actually comes from. But what we're wanting to do is allow ourselves a moment to experience something in a more curious, a more explorative way to tell our brain and our nervous system that we're actually not in danger and nothing is wrong. We're not really trying to change anything. We're not trying to get rid of anything. We're just kind of trying to explore. We're taking the pressure off, right? And over time, this increase of felt safety in our body will begin to actually help us calm down some of these unhealthy narratives that we've been living with for so long. So the next time that, you know, you go into that thought pattern, that you can simply remind yourself, oh yeah, this is my core wound, or this is this narrative trying to pop up again, and I don't have to believe it. Begin to speak the words over yourself that you wish had been spoken over you. Speak the truth that your Heavenly Father believes over you, right? Over time, you'll start to rewrite this narrative to one that agrees with how your Creator sees you. You are not too broken. You are not too messed up. You are not especially bad or worse than others. You're simply living in a way that you've been trying to protect yourself for so many years, and it's worked. It's worked up until now. And now what we want to do is kind of start to rewire our brains, create some safety in our bodies, establish this new narrative that we can choose to start believing today. And over time, as we practice, as we have compassion for ourselves and grace, right, as we receive God's love and compassion and mercy over ourselves, we'll start to actually believe His truth the more we begin to practice it and embody it. So I hope that's been helpful for you, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.